Lee, I don't know if you caught this because you were on vacation.
Yeah.
So hopefully you weren't paying attention.
Yes. Well, I was making a concerted effort not to.
Good. Then maybe I can be the first one to tell you because okay, we've talked right. about this for so long and it's so exciting. Donald Trump did something unbelievable last week. So unbelievable, I'm still talking about it. Opened the first rare earth minerals mine in 70 years in this country.
Well, I had to break it to you, but I did hear about that. So, darn. But anyway, but yes, it is significant. Yes.
And on that land, inside of it, something else happened. This is incredible. You got a twofer. The first coal mine to open in the United States of America in 29 years.
That's embarrassing.
It's pathetic.
Yeah.
And this was part of Barack Obama's, deliberate destruction of our energy profile. We used to have 40% of our energy came from coal. Now only 11% does. The population has expanded, so has manufacturing. We can't keep up. And this is why, while China opens, I just double-checked this, get this, 90 to 100 a year on average, coal fire plants a year. Because they want to make stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's only so much we can do with tariffs and other things to dissuade people from making stuff in China if we can't provide affordable energy to make it here. And so what Trump did last week, if you've listened to me for a long time, Lee, and I know you've been forced to, unfortunately, it's a condition
it's been
of your
a pleasure,
employment.
Though, Tara.
Thank you. One of my biggest fears has been that the Democrats would declare a climate emergency, which would trigger the Labor Act.
Right.
Not my idea. The New York Times pushed it and pushed it and pushed it. You can look up Labor Act, New York Times. The kind of quintessential article that they did on it that terrified me, I've been referring to it for years, was "You want to buy meat? In this economy." The Labor Act, it's already law, and it allows Democrats, because Republicans would never do it, to seize the means of production and delivery for food and fuel.
Supposedly during a national emergency, though.
Right. So we
which
don't
that
have
would be
one.
Like a war or,
So they were going to declare a climate emergency, use the Labor Act to seize energy and destroy it. Well, you know how Trump was able to open that rare earth minerals mine, the first one in 70 years?
Let me guess. A national emergency.
Yes. So funny. Instead of a climate emergency, he declared an energy emergency and did an end run around all of those regulations, especially the National Species Protection Act. Anyway, so this is how crazy this is. The rare earth minerals mine that he opened, they first applied for a permit 15 years ago. He got it open in 6 months after declaring the emergency. Yeah. So this is the opposite of what the Democrats wanted to do. Well, this week, we are seeing what it would look like if the Democrats achieved what they wanted. Because remember, Joe Biden, by 2030, wanted to force natural gas coal production facilities to put scrubbers on. And nobody's ever done it before. Germany tried. It would be 90% effective. And they'd either have to shut down or find the science to do it, to capture 90% of emissions. It was going to absolutely skyrocket and bankrupt anybody trying to operate one. Well, that's gone now. That's over. They pulled the plug on that. What would the country look like if Joe Biden and the Democrats had managed to carry their plans to a conclusion? Well, we're looking at Netherlands. Did you see this? Headline, UK Daily Mail. Netherlands rations electricity as country struggles to cope with turning away from gas as part of green policies. As expert warns, Britain is also in trouble. Listen to this. The Netherlands is rationing electricity. This is the Democrats' dream. This is what they wanted. Think of the power they would have. And I'll explain why in a second. The Netherlands is rationing electricity as its overloaded power grid buckles under the pressure of rapid electrification. That's a translation to they're trying to get electricity from windmills and solar panels. It doesn't work. And their ambitious climate goals. Okay, more than 11,900 businesses are stuck in the queue for access to the network. Talking about the grid. alongside public buildings, including hospitals, schools, and fire stations. Thousands of new homes are also waiting to be connected, with some areas warned they may have to wait until the 2030s. So the homes are just sitting there unoccupied because you can't heat or cool them. If only they had access to one of the top 10 in size natural gas fields on Earth. Oh, wait, they do.
Yeah.
It's called Groningen. It's in the Netherlands. It's vast. It's the largest natural gas field in the European Union, one of the 10 biggest in the world. Its available reserves of almost 450 billion cubic meters can meet the EU, the whole EU's needs for 1 year. But they shut it down.
Yeah, of course.
2023.
Because we can't do smart things in Europe.
No. Europe has to be destroyed. Europe is one of the two hubs on Earth of Western civilization. The other one is America, so that has to be destroyed too. UK Daily Mail writes, it's exact, talk about the Groningen gas field, is exactly the kind of precious economic resource that would normally be front and center in an energy crisis like the one afflicting the region today. Every molecule of gas counts at a time when Europe is scrambling to cut ties with Russia, a source of about 40% of the EU's gas consumption. But that's not happening. Groningen production is actually being wound down with a view to halting it next year entirely. This process started in 2023, part of a longstanding pledge to address earthquake risks and environmental damage. Now, here's the key line. They're basically writing about how Shell, Exxon, and this other company are winding down their production of natural gas there. Why? The Dutch state is a co-owner. This is what the Democrats were trying to do, seize means of production of energy and means of delivery. Why? So they could start shutting it down, like the Netherlands. So I just wanted you to see this morning what it would look like if Joe Biden and the Democrats had won this election, what we would be headed for: total, absolute economic destruction to benefit China. And just, you know, smash us, basically. But that's been halted. And we have the historic achievement this weekly, of course, of the first rare earth minerals mine in 70 years to open, and first coal mine in 29 years. No.
Still got to get busy, though, because mining it is one thing, refining it is the other.
Yeah, we have a long, long, long way to go.
Not to throw cold water on
this.
This is a good thing.
Just to do that. I mean, right. You didn't see this in the first Trump administration.
Yeah.
It's a milestone.
Yeah.
And he's got to go fast. And to get it done in 6 months, and we're going to have to do it all. And you see China doing this, we're going to need new. I'm getting people say, oh, forget coal, nuclear. No, China is going full bore on nuclear. They're going full bore on coal. They're trying hydrogen, every single conceivable kind of energy. They are throwing at the wall as fast as they can. We have to do it too, or we're going to have a world with one lone superpower called China.
Yeah. Although I have seen some indications recently that we are getting more interested in nuclear energy again, thankfully.
Yeah. We need it all.
Since we're the ones that developed it to begin with.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, yeah, but like I said, and this is like what former Congressman Jeff Duncan always said, all of the above energy. And he was absolutely right about that. We need the nuclear. We need the hydro. We need the, fine if you want to do the wind and the solar if it's affordable, but you've got to have the natural gas and the coal-fired things to do your baseline energy needs for this country, or none of this green stuff is going to make any difference at all.
No. No. We've got to go fast. So Trump is one man. There's only so much one man could do, but this helps a lot.
Right.
One of the other really great things too, in the big, beautiful bill, it ended by law Joe Biden's only on paper mandate that everybody buy an EV, which would have absolutely crashed the grid, but giving them an unbelievable amount of power, because that would have drawn so much electricity, the Democrats would have had to ration. And Lee, I've said for a long time, rationing is the goal.
Yeah.
It's not an accident.
Absolutely.
It's not a whoopsie. It's not a byproduct.
Right.
It's total political power.
Right.
I mean, look at what's going on with the Netherlands. Imagine how much power you would have as an evil liberal if you've got 11,900 businesses stuck in the queue for access to the grid versus, you know, neighborhoods full of houses that won't be hooked up till the 2030s, you can pit them against each other. and hand out to your friends access to power.
I think there was a book and a movie about that called The Hunger Games.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Yeah. Yeah. And imagine that, because then what if everything's going to be electric? Remember, they were even going to make the semis be electric.
Yeah.
How does the food move?
That was a huge mistake. I won't bore you with all the details about
that.
That
was horrible.
I've been looking into that. That was unsustainable. It was never going to work.
Which was the idea.
Yeah.
Food shortages. Think about the power you'd have if you created that. So we've just set them back years, which is good.